Welcome to episode 167 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we finish Listener Theme Week by figuring out just who Amerigo Vespucci was, and why he deserved to have two continents named after him anyway. The final topic for this Listener Theme Week comes to me from Zach from Silverdale, Washington. Zach asks, how did Amerigo Vespucci go from mapmaker to the namesake for America? Zach, thanks for the email. Now, I've done a bit of digging and found out some rather interesting tidbits about Amerigo and the name in general. Amerigo Vespucci was born in Florence on March 9th, 1454. He started out as a banker, but eventually got a gig as an explorer for the King of Portugal. It's widely known today that when Columbus landed in the Caribbean, he thought it was part of Asia, hence the name Indians. Now, that explanation actually stuck for a long time. Most maps made after the year 1492 didn't include separate continents for the Americas, considering them just part of Asia. Now, here's where things get interesting. Some letters were published and attributed to Amerigo, claiming that based on his voyages, which among other things discovered Brazil, championed the idea that the West Indies were not part of Asia at all, but their own landmass. It's actually unknown if Amerigo ever really wrote these letters, but they became hugely popular and controversial in Europe. Some thought Amerigo was just trying to upstage Columbus, while others thought there was some credence to this argument. A German map maker, Martin Waldschmüller, fell into the second category. He created a world map in 1507 called the Universalis Cosmographia. It was the first map in recorded history to show the Americas as their own continent. It was also the first map to use America to name the landmass. The name was picked because of Amerigo's supposed belief in the separate continent theory. The name America has a bit more of a poetic reasoning too. The other continents, named at that point Asia, Africa, and Europe, which at that time was called Europa, were all feminized names. In Latin, the A at the end symbolizes a female word. Amerigo doesn't really fit that pattern, so the name was changed to America. It took a while for the name to catch on, in Spain especially, because a lot of people believed that Columbus should get the credit, not Amerigo. But eventually, America became the accepted name for the landmass. So there's the story. Two continents were named for a man who may or may not have actually believed in their existence. Thanks for tuning in to episode 167 of the Daily Brainwave. Don't forget to answer the question of the month for October. Which historical figure do you feel is the most overrated and why? Send your answers to Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, along with any other comments or ideas for the show. And make sure you come back tomorrow for the kickoff of Shakespeare Week.